A big contractor goes to court to challenge the Veterans Affairs Department's plan to limit a solicitation for services to small businesses. And the big guy, he wins. Now, the details of this case make it one to watch, according to our procurement expert, attorney Joe Petrillo. In this week's Legal Loop, Joe is going to break down the case of Rotech versus the United States. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Joe, first of all, Rotech, it's a fairly big private company known for medical supplies like home oxygen tanks and the like. Explain how it got involved with this solicitation for services.
Well, this is a small business set-aside that, of course, Rotech couldn't compete for. And Rotech's argument was that the way the solicitation was structured, it was not set up properly under the statute and therefore wasn't a proper small business set-aside. The particular problem that the court went off on here was the so-called non-manufacturer rule. And that rule has a variety of requirements, but the most important one, and the one that was at issue here, was that if you have a set-aside contract, the small business contractor has to provide either an item it manufactures itself or an item that is manufactured by a small business, another small business, in which case it's a non-manufacturer, but it's providing the product of a small business. And the question is, did that type of requirement apply to a contract for the rental of home healthcare equipment, basically oxygen supplies?
So let me ask you this. Why can't the Veterans Affairs Department say, we want these supplies from a small business?
Well, they could, but they didn't do that in this instance. Mm. They allowed the small businesses to compete and did not look at whether or not the supplies were coming in from a small business. The supplies here weren't going to be purchased by VA. They were going to be rented by VA and given to veterans for use in their home. And, we then get into the issue of, well, how does that apply under the non-manufacturer rule? And the SBA regulations had said that if the NAICS code for the procurement is a services code, then the regulation does not apply. The non-manufacturer rule does not apply. And SBA had that as a regulation. Rotech went after that regulation in court and won.
Okay, so let me see if we can put this in English for the layman like me. So basically, VA decided that they wanted to set aside this contract for small businesses, but did not go into any details as to whether the businesses, how they would get the equipment. In fact, they could get it from a place like Rotech, right?
Exactly.
But Rotech wants the opportunity to sell to the VA directly.
Exactly, and that's where the statute comes into play. The statute says that when a small business is providing a supply under a set-aside contract, that supply has to be, with some exceptions, the product of a small business manufacturer. And in this instance, SBA sought to provide basically a loophole for services contracts. If you're supplying some item under a services contract, then this non-manufacturer rule does not apply. The court struck down the SBA regulation and said the statute was very broad. The statute said any procurement contract, and that means any contract, including a contract that has some has services in it as a component.
So what does this mean for VA?
Well, for VA, it means that if they go forward with this procurement, they're going to have to make sure that the small businesses involved provide items that are manufactured by a small business, or they'll have to seek an exemption under the waiver regulation from the non-manufacturer rule. And there's a process for getting both class and individual deviations where you cannot find where the product is not made by any small business, and therefore you can't really live up to the rule. So those are the options for this particular procurement. But I'm sorry.
We're speaking with Joe Petrillo, procurement attorney with his own law firm, Petrillo and Powell. So to be clear, it sounds like VA has to go back and rewrite this, but it wasn't in the solicitation process yet anyways. It was pre-solicitation.
Right. Well, the solicitation had come out, and it was being contested by the large business as not being consistent with the law. And that part of it they won, so the solicitation, if it goes forward, will have to be changed. This does have implications, though, beyond this particular procurement, because there are a lot of services contracts that are set aside, and the question is, does the non-manufacturer rule apply? And this case does suggest that in some, if not all, of those contracts, the non-manufacturer rule will apply.
This could be really tough news for small businesses because, let's face it, I mean, they can't make a lot of the things that the big businesses like Rotec can. They don't have the scale to do it.
Well, this may lead to SBA more aggressively looking at the waiver process and granting more waivers. The implications here are probably negative for small businesses doing service contracts because it may limit the scope of contracts that can be set aside. On the other hand, if you're a small business manufacturer and you've been having difficulty getting your products into the government because they've been acquired under services contracts, then you probably applaud this decision because it gives you a larger market to go after.
And what about Rotec, the big firm at hand? In looking over the court ruling, I see that this isn't the first time Rotec has done something like this, challenge a solicitation on similar reasons,
That's right. They went after a similar procurement back in 2006, won then, and that's when SBA put into place this regulation exempting contracts that have an NAICS code for services. Rotec, in this instance, had to go after that regulation and at least won at the lower level. The court said, yes, the regulation is improper because it's inconsistent with the statute. I think that SBA can't be happy about having a regulation that it wrote held unlawful, and there may be an appeal in this case.
And so what happens, I mean, you have to think that Rotec, and in reading this, it seems like they really parsed every single word of this VA solicitation in order to make their argument. What does this mean for firms going forward like Rotec or other big manufacturers?
Well, I mean, you're going to be able to look at a procurement and see whether it's been set up so as to, make this the non-manufacturer rule applicable, and if not, you've got an argument to go after it. In terms of procurement agencies, they're going to have to look very carefully at services contracts that are set aside and try to determine whether they need to apply the non-manufacturer rule to supplies that are provided under the contract, even if it is a services contract.
Has SBA said anything about this ruling
Not that
yet?
I know of publicly. It's a fairly recent ruling, but as I've said, they may be wanting to do an appeal here, and they may be going to the Justice Department to look into that.
All right, something to look forward to. Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney with the law firm Petrillo and Powell. Joe, thanks as always.
Thank you.